Well, like the great prophet Nostradamus, Dr. Louis Turi was born and raised in France. He was influenced by Nostradamus' methods of divine astrology and spent many years reviving the seer's rare methods. He moved to the United States in 1984 and has since established himself as a very successful astrologer, author, lecturer. He's appeared on numerous radio and television programs worldwide. He was on my predictions television program a few months ago as well. Dr. Turi is known for hundreds of accurate predictions he makes. You might remember back several months ago the tremendous string of predictions that Dr. Turi came forward with that were all right on the money. He's our guest right now. Louis, welcome back. It's been too long. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Josh. Thank you very much for having me in here again.
Bombed the runway in Beirut. And, I mean, they mean action. They are going to do what they have to do to stop now what they feel to be the infiltration of some of the Hezbollah and the other organizations that don't seem to really want peace. They're not stopping. Sometimes I think maybe we should look at their playbook and do the same thing. Rather than, you know, they're going after two soldiers that have been kidnapped, and they're bringing out all their armory to do it. We've lost well over 2,000 soldiers in Iraq, and there doesn't seem to be an end to that, Louis.
No, you have to understand that the moon is right now going through the sign of Aquarius, and on your show I gave the date of yesterday for explosions. Understand that Aquarius was also strikes, sudden release of energy, anything to do with aeronautics. And, of course, all the series of explosions that we had with the residential building in New York, the explosion that rocked the resort town in Michigan, the 200 people that died in the intertrain explosion, that is the energy that we are under right now. On top of that, it is after the full moon. We are on the winning side, making the situation even worse. And that's what we are all suffering. Remember, the war is taking place above your head in the heavens first, in translating this dense physical world into the human sphere. So what's happening in the Middle East is a higher order that needs to be taking place. Sad enough, like you said, we lost 2,000 kids so far, or even more. What about the Iraqi? What about all these people? You're talking about thousands of people out there that are suffering the ultimate celestial order. And that is what it is, sad enough.
Dr. Turi, are we right in the midst of the apocalypse, the end times?
Well, you know my philosophy. I do not support that. I have fear, beliefs in the human ingenuity. I fully realize that we all have been made in the image of God, meaning that we have the power of creation, and that's why the future is the reincarnation of the thought. And I'm always asking people to, regardless of what is thrown at them, not to accept the evil forces to override the good, that we have the potential to turn everything around. We are not doomed. I do not believe one second that we are at the end of time. We are changing time where mankind has to realize that dying for a deity, a religion, or principle, or a political belief is not exactly what the future has in store for us. So we are changing time. The world and mankind is raising its vibration to a level of understanding, unification, and love. So, but before it's going to get better, it has to get worse. But that doesn't mean the end of the world. I do not support the end of the world. And around the year 2012, this is when the culminate time, when the top time will be where all sorts of happening that I predict will already have taken place, and mankind will raise his vibration and will realize the importance of communion, if I may use that word. But before that, we have to deal with some people in Korea that are very insecure with other government, trying all their best to protect their own people. It's important to be outside of oneself to see why people do what they do. They have a reluctance to grow. They have a reluctance to expand. It's just part of the human nature to not grow easily. But we are into this age of Aquarius, which is supporting a world which is getting smaller and smaller by the day, where technology is getting faster and faster. And I do not believe, again, that we're all going to die suffocating because of the ozone layer disappearing. I believe on cold fusion. I believe in all sorts of science and research that can be done to propulse ourselves outside of the use of oil. I believe in the human ingenuity, and I believe in the spirit of mine.
Dr. Turi, over the past couple of days, I've been talking on the program about strange behavior by people, and I have just witnessed it with some friends and people I care about, where their behavior is absolutely, totally unpredictable. I mean, they are acting like I have never seen them act before. You know, I was in St. Louis for a few weeks, and I had some dear friends there. And I'm telling you, I have seen, it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in terms of the personality. Does that, do you see anything out there that would cause this?
Absolutely. This is a planet called Uranus, which controls the sign of Aquarius. That is into the sign of Pisces. In your housing system, or in one of the 12 specific areas of the human experience, this planet in this sign creates irrationality. Aquarius, on the positive side, rules the geniuses. Einstein was born with the head of the dragon in Aquarius. It represented the inventor, the futuristic. It was anything to do with advanced technology, television, computers, the World Wide Web, the Internet, UFOs. That is the positive manifestation of the planet. In some case, this planet will display negative power. For example, on a child who wants to show his originality but hasn't yet gained enough knowledge, so he colors his head in blue or red, or try to transform himself into a vampire or tattoo every inches of his body. So this planet, Uranus, creates eccentricity, irritability, and originality, and a more positive impact. It's affecting every one of us in a very specific part of the chart. And right now, this planet creates, last 3 days, very, very eccentric news. For example, like this teenager gets 45 years for dismembering a classmate, or you will see football players gang raped an 11-year-old girl, and you could see the small plane crash. So many weird news taking place, or a guy even urinating on a memorial. This is the type of news that you have going on.
Yeah, it is strange.
It is very strange. Uranus rules eccentricity, originality, weird news, and we are right now into that energy, and this is why all this happening and weird news and eccentric behavior and explosion, and of course this planet and sign rules NASA. This is why NASA news are prohibited with the spacewalk. And don't be fooled. I want to tell you to the audience right away that all the astronauts are in serious trouble. I don't think NASA is not going to tell you what exactly is happening out there, and they don't want to scare the people or the families. But when is the last time that you had astronauts hanging around a boom for three times? So they are doing all they can to make sure the spaceship comes back safely.
Yes, that is true. By the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, Dr. Turi was born in France. Pretty distinctive French accent, by the way, Louis.
I'm not going to lose that.
What do you see? We're coming up to the break. I'm going to hold you for phone calls. What do you see in terms of dates in the months ahead? What do we expect here?
I am going to give you four dates, if I may, and I will ask you and the audience to write it down. They are already on my website, because these are the dates that was generated in your show. Can I start now, or do I wait for the break?
We've got a couple minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, the first one I'm going to give is July 23rd, and the keywords, I'm going to give only the keywords, okay? It's a hurricane, tornado, and again, thousands of people forced to relocate. So we are talking about the energy that has produced Katrina, okay?
All right.
Now, the second date is August the 1st, and that is where terrorism, dramatic news, and even the police will be in the forefront, okay? And then August the 9th, that is where we're going to be going into the same energy that we have now. So the keywords are explosion, earthquake, and the news involving nuclear exchange or nuclear deals, for good or for worse. And the last date I'm going to give out is August 19. Again, a replica of we're getting into the hurricane season, so that will be, again, where thousands of people will be forced to relocate because of a natural disaster. And I did send all those dates to your webmaster, Lex, and I believe he will put them up later on.
We will do that after the program. And Dr. Turi's website is linked at coasttocoastam.com. However, I will spell it for you, www.drdr, don't spell out the word doctor, D-R-T-U-R-I, Turi, Dr. D. drturi.com. Simple as that. drturi.com. And I understand you have a downloadable book for people there?
That's correct. I'm offering my Moon Power 2006 for free for the remaining of the year. I want people to check on the predictions and to read their forecast and the characteristics.
I like that word free, Dr. Turi, when it comes to my audience. You stick with us. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you have an opportunity now to talk with Dr. Lewis Turi about some of his predictions and some of his thoughts of the, well, the moments ahead for all of us. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, right on the heels, Dr. Turi, of what you just said about us keeping our eyes on the space shuttle, our science advisor, Richard C. Hoagland, sends me this instant message that says NASA is tracking a couple of problems with two of the shuttle's three auxiliary power units, which play a very key role in atmospheric reentry and landing. Boy, just what we wanted to hear. All three units are still up and operating, and it doesn't immediately appear, I like the way they stress that word, immediately, that the glitches will hamper plans to land at the Kennedy Space Center on Monday. So let's pray that all is well there, Dr. Turi.
Yeah, as you know, twice I tried to connect with NASA. I begged them not to send the shuttle, but obviously, you know, these people would think of me as being a lunatic and would not even listen to me. But the fact of the matter is, each time it was signed on a negative aspect, on the supernova window, and the result is so many innocent astronauts died. And I'm so afraid that it did it again this time. And I hope, and I pray that this thing re-enter the atmosphere without incident.
Let's go to the phones if we can, east of the Rockies. Welcome to Coast on the air with Dr. Lewis Turi. Hi there.
Hello. I really think that any claims of prophecy really depends on us, as your guest has said. And I also think it has to do with knowing the truth about what's going on. And I think that the American media and this government has helped Israel perpetrate, I think, a policy of big lies and totally biased discussion of what's going on over there. I was reading on WS.org some of the total double standards where you have none of the media noting that the Palestinians that were killed and captured, some Israeli soldiers were implementing a siege of Gaza. That is, the Israeli soldiers none noted the irony that the Palestinians were holding a single Israeli soldier prisoner, but Israel was holding 9,000 Palestinian prisoners, many civilians held without due process, some under torture, and the fact that the disproportionate violence were during Israel's 39-year military occupation.
Okay, hey, there's no doubt that both sides in the situation have been pushing this envelope to the edge. There's no doubt about that. But do you have a question for Dr. Turi?
Well, don't you think everything depends on us, as you say? There's nothing that is foreordained or predetermined. And unless we get an accurate description of the disproportionate violence by Israel over there, rather than this kind of PR whitewashing.
Okay, but do you have a question?
Yes, don't you think that the media is going, and we are going to decide whether we're going to blow up the Middle East or not, and whether the truth is going to come out is going to decide whether Israel is going to back away from this massive disproportionate violence.
I don't know. Do you see that, Dr. Turi?
For your information, my friend, this area of the world has been unstable for 2,000 years and will be unstable until it's literally eradicated from the map. It's just the way it is. Sad enough. So it's going to get worse before it gets better. And you seem to have done your homework, and you seem to be pretty much into politics. But again, remember, this is just a translation of something which is taking place above your head in the universal mind.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm calling from Portland, Oregon, and you've talked about the eruptions. I was wondering if you had any dates for the Pacific Northwest and eruptions.
I did give those dates already earlier in the show, and they will be posted on the George site.
You can give them one more time if you want, Lewis.
Okay, well, the first date will be for explosions. It will be August the 9th, okay? And let's see. August the 9th, and we are right now in total energy, so I'm expecting still an earthquake. Hopefully, I'm wrong, but we could have I'm expecting still an explosion earthquake right now.
Okay, very good. Let's move, not very good, but thank you for the prediction. East of the Rockies, welcome to Coast, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Steve. I'm in Evansville, Indiana.
Sure, Steve, go ahead, please.
I'm fairly young. I've been on a spiritual journey for quite a while. I'm pretty passionate about it. I don't necessarily like to affiliate with any one religion, but I just thought that I read this book called The Celestine Prophecy. I don't know if you heard of it.
I did.
Yes, and that was when I was quite a bit younger. And since then, I have come to, I mean, the book expresses certain views that you've also expressed about humanity as a whole moving to a higher level of energy. As I've gotten older and things have happened to me, I've come to find that maybe it's not such a grand thing as it seems, and that it's maybe a much slower process, possibly like that we won't necessarily all of a sudden become a higher energy as a whole, but the children, the generations to come.
Yeah, you are making, I'm sorry to cut you off, you're actually giving me that your own answer, my friend. You seem to be highly spiritual, and then just keep in mind that your future is the reincarnation of the Father, and if you keep about that, somebody are calling my phone now.
If you
keep positive, chances are that you'll be able to be a good promoter of the light for the rest of us.
That could very well be. Lewis, with everything that's been going on the planet over the past year or so, do you see 2006 as a rough year? I mean, we're only halfway through it.
Well, the dragon just entered the sign of Pisces only 2 weeks ago, and the dragon is going to be in the sign of Pisces for 2 years or so. By the time the dragon exits the sign of Pisces, the entire oil industry, the entire Middle East will be completely and entirely restructured. The Middle East will not be what you see right now. It'll be totally different. And as I said, the prediction that I gave, the month of September and the month of March 2006 and 2007 will be tremendous in terms of the major change that would take place in the Middle East.
All right, next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hello, George and Dr. Turi. This is Robin from Lincoln, Nebraska. And, a little bird told me, actually, it was called the Internet, there was supposed to be an asteroid hit on July 3rd.
No. It came close. It was
right
about moon distance, but it wasn't going to hit.
Okay, but I hear of another one that's going on August the 3rd. Do you know anything about that, Dr.
Okay, not long ago in one of my newsletters, which you should read, by the way, one of these French lunatics was saying that May 17, a tremendous negative energy coming from the universe, God knows what, was going to produce tremendous disaster. And again, I kept saying to people that not to worry, these people have no proof of predictions. They are religiously lunatic, poisoned. They are promoters of apocalyptic time. They're trying to sell their books, whatever it is. So before you take on anyone's prediction, make sure to check on their track, put it this way. So don't worry, there will always be somebody. Let's put it this way. In the year 2000, I received a lot of calls. Oh, Dr. Turi, California is going to go under the ocean. I said, no, it won't. The same happened with the Y2K. I said, everything will be just fine. You turn your computer on the next day. So I'm asking you not to fall for this negative energy and to check on the one which is doing the predictions.
These four dates that Dr. Turi has given us that he's talked about on the program tonight, webmaster Lex Lonehood will post them right after the program when he writes his nightly recap of the show. Let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. My question kind of reiterates the others. My son called me extremely upset this afternoon and said his friend, who's a psychic, said that there was going to be a quake out in the ocean, and come this Saturday, Los Angeles was going to be hit by a tsunami, and we were going to be underwater.
Okay, well, the same old story. You know, children, this is why I'm fighting so hard. Earthquakes have been part of our human experience since forever. If you don't want earthquakes, you have to go on the moon because it's a dead place. The Earth is alive. It's a good sign to have earthquakes. It's a good sign to have a weather change. It's a good sign to have a volcano. This is part of the human experience. And you want to tell your son not to take any one of these lunatics promising the end of the world seriously, because it's not going to happen. What happened is what I say will happen, not because I want it to happen, it's because it is part of the universal order to happen, as simple as that. It is a natural phenomenon.
How do you feel about some of these so-called psychics, Lewis? And I'm talking about the ones that might not have the track record that we should have. You know, saying things like that, an earthquake is going to topple a city, or a tsunami is going to take down a town. How do you feel about that?
Sad enough, these are the people that are only financially motivated. They have no feeling behind their work. They have no record of prediction. Nothing is documented. These are the people that seriously hurt the integrity of what I have to offer to your audience. So my counsel to your listeners is that, you know, double-check the messengers, okay? Double-check the messengers and see if he's coming from solid ground. If he has a previous past record of prediction that can be trusted. Until then, it's just a bunch of lunatics. Many of them have phobias. They, as I said, they have been religiously poisoned since they are children. They have that firm belief that it's the end of the world. They have they are expecting the apocalyptic time. And it is understandable when you look at, especially in America, which is a country that was built on puritanical and religious principle, but this country is slowly but surely growing out of its fears, because when the apocalyptic time, quoted apocalyptic, we're all going to die, does not happen after the year 2012, then things are going to turn a different level. This is where people will start to raise their vibration and raise their cosmic consciousness, and where the true leader, the true messenger will be heard. And this is where, with your help, George, I will be able to pass on more information and educate the masses on interacting with universal laws and be prepared for nature changes.
Well, it's been a while since we've had you on, so I'm looking very closely at these four dates you've given us, Lewis. We'll watch them.
Another thing I may insert real fast to you. Did you check us on MySpace.com, George? I am there with my friend Gary Busey, Brian McGill, and Jim Carroll.
Oh, are you?
Jim
okay, Carroll, no, yes. I'll look that up, sure.
Yeah, you're there with all of us, and, you know, just look at us.
Okay.
You look pretty good.
We'll do that. Wild Card Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you both, gentlemen.
Thanks.
My question to you is very, I mean, I've been a Coast to Coast listener for years. And one of the things, one of the great things about Coast to Coast is that it opens us up to many different types of supernatural beings. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are evil. My question to Dr. Turi, in a very non-offensive way, my question is what personal assurance do you have in your own life that you're not being spoken to by something evil? I don't mean to be offensive.
Justified question. Go ahead.
The only reason I say this is because a lot of your predictions, unfortunately, come across really like catastrophic.
All right, let me explain something to you. First of all, you can relate to me because of your education, because of your experiences, or your natural celestial identity. Okay, you have to walk my shoes and investigate me to know where I'm coming from. Now, as far as all my predictions are concerned, sad enough, the negative trend is pointing to negativity, which means if I tell you you're going to get a brick on your head next week and it happened, chances are you're going to remember, because this is what the trend is very negative. That's why a compass points out to the North Pole. The energy are negative. So I'm just following the trend. But rest assured, when I do a full life reading for one of my clients, or when I have somebody that needs to be healed out of a cancer or any disease, there is absolutely no negativity coming out of my mouth or my work. But that is that I have to prove to the audience that there is a higher order, and I have to point out to make people curious enough to investigate and pass their own fear. In your case, again, don't take it personally, but it seems to me that you have been a little bit religiously poison, if I may use that word again, and where you will see evil in my line of work or in my presentation to the forces of the universe. There is nothing evil. You have to remember that life is made on two forces. Without a man, you have no woman. Without a up, no down. Without a god, no devil. And without ignorance, you have no intelligence. So I'm presenting one aspect of myself, my work, and there is a very, very positive healing energy that I display in my readings and my healing room that you're not aware of. So if you were to deal with me and I would produce a full life reading for you, I would point out your strengths. I would point out your weaknesses, but I will always find a way to help you to apply your will, because the power of God in you is much stronger than the stars. But if you do not know, you're going to be like 99.9% of the people walking this earth, victimized and mauled to death by those stars. If the light is red in the street, you have to stop. You have to respect the laws of man. If not, the police are going to stop you, or you might just die. Now, because you don't know about those universal laws doesn't mean they don't exist. My job is to teach you that they are real.
And catastrophe, predictions of catastrophe, doesn't mean you're evil. You're just passing on what you feel, what you see.
That's correct. It's part of my gift to be able to do that. And if some people, when I tell them, be careful, avoid flying after the full moon, or don't go close to the water when specific celestial presentations are negative, and you do so, well, chances are you may lose your life.
All right, let's go to another caller, maybe the last one. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, this is Robert in Juneau, Alaska.
Hello, Robert.
Dr. Turi, would you comment on the elections in Mexico?
Again, in order for me to do a very positive work, I would have to take the charts of all the participants, and it's something I cannot do. That's more for a psychic to answer. I'm a very logical man. I'm very down-to-earth and practical. I cannot teach or talk about something I know unless it has been proven. And at that point, I don't have the chart of those people.
All right. And again, these four dates that Dr. Turi has passed on to us, July 23rd, August 1st, August 9th, August 19th, and the subsequent information that goes along with it, Lex will post right after the program tonight during his nightly recap. Dr. Turi, your website again, drturi.com, and again, downloadable, your book, Moon Powers Star Guide 2006. Is that all they need to do?
That's all they need to do.
All
and
right.
Also visit me at myspace.com, and they can look at us there.
How do they find you on that?
Well, my website, you have check myspace.com.
Okay, so you have a link right off your website?
You got it.
Okay, that's simple enough. So Dr. Turi's made MySpace, huh?
Yeah. By the way, do you have a MySpace yourself, too?
No, there's an imposter who has taken me and has put me up on that thing. That's not me.
But I have my pictures in there, and I have some of my friends also there. That's weird. Anyway, they might want to check into that. I can connect you with a good friend of mine, which has a very big, long arm. His name is Brian McGill on MySpace.com, and can clean all that for you.
So okay.
If you're interested,
yeah,
you know.
I'll have Tommy give you a call.
You bet.
Okay, thanks, Lewis.
All right.
That's the prophecies of Dr. Lewis Turi.